What's up, everybody? It is Fish from Gone Fishkin, and I'm very stoked to be giving you guys an audio review of Netflix's newest original series called Disjointed. It all started when one of my friends hit me up about a dispensary in West Hollywood that was selling these Netflix strains of weed. The dispensary was called Alternative Health Herbal Services, and I had to go. It's like I wanted to try this. So I went there with my legal documentation that showed I am eligible to purchase medical marijuana in the state of California. And I went there and I couldn't find the place. I went to the address and everything, and I kept finding this place called Roots Alternative Caring. And I'm like, you know what, whatever, let me walk in there. And I go in there and I see like all this disjointed stuff. And I'm like, what is this? Apparently, it's Netflix's newest original series. So I went in there, I looked at the strains, and I found the strain that I wanted to smoke the most. It was called Eve's Bush, and it sparked my interest in the show, and that was not the only thing that sparked that night. But moving on, I decided, hey, let me start watching the show. The show stars Kathy Bates as Ruth Whitefeather Feldman, then also other members of the cast who are absolutely phenomenally funny, include Tone Bell starring as Carter, Dougie Baldwin as Pete, and many others. So basically, the show is about marijuana. And it does a lot of things that I don't think a lot of shows do. Now, the show is done by Chuck Lorre, who's been a writer for Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory, so you could only assume it's incredible. But it really being about weed culture and being hysterical, it's so spot on to weed culture, by the way. It has a lot of heart in it. It touches on like some serious subjects, including PTSD, and it doesn't use one-sided argument, which I really like. It really shows both sides of the argument, how medical marijuana could be a thing that cures PTSD, but also it might not be for everyone. And Carter is the security guard at Ruth's dispensary, and he tries marijuana for the first time, and it ends up chilling him out and making everything a little bit better for him and easier to deal with it after he was a combat warrior of sorts. So basically, this is really funny how they have Dank and Dabby. There are two people that go to dispensary all the time, and they end up getting their own series, basically becoming the own Cheech and Chong on the show, which I love. They have such good chemistry. And then another cool thing that's inside the show are Carter's thoughts. They use animation to show the inside of his head, and they kind of throw it back to like an old school MTV psychedelic rock style. Very, very funny. Then also, every episode introduces a different strain they come up with the theories behind it and how you're supposed to react. And we might have been inspired by it. So if you want, we'll find a recipe for Olivia's shit balls if you want. Maybe we'll make those up. But in all seriousness, it is a very educational show in a way, very comedic. And also, it actually, in the year 2017, weed is pretty much pretty acceptable in a lot of ways. But there's old school parents that do not like it still. And it kind of shows a way to deal with living up to your parents' expectations, which is something that I don't think a lot of people in 2017 really know how to do. So it conquers a lot of like really tough issues while still being absolutely incredible. So my review of Disjointed gets a 9 out of 10. I give Disjointed a 9 out of 10. My review of Disjointed, I guess, is a 10 out of 10. But everyone listening right now, you have to go check out Disjointed. It's absolutely hysterical, and I'm hooked on it. Binge watched it and everything. So thank you, Netflix. Thank you, everyone involved with the show.